Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Radio. Welcome on this lovely Friday, the March 4th, 2016. Tonight we will be talking about Season 1, Episode 15, Solitude. Which, oh boy, were there a lot of Easter eggs in there. Especially with the big, huge key for the fortress. I cannot believe they did it. And you know what? It didn't look cheesy. It did not look cheesy. So that was kind of, I was so geeking out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then Keelix, hello, the robot. That is so great. Oh my gosh. Tons of stuff. I wish they could have shown some of Superman's, remember in the cartoon he had like a zoo? Even in the comic book? That would have been great to see some extraterrestrial animals there in his Fortress of Solitude. So I hope now Kara makes her own fortress, not this man-made DEO type of deal. I was not hip to that. I was not hip to the hologram, and it was like a sound room or something at the DEO headquarters. Hopefully Kara will be like, yo, I want one of these. This feels more like home. Rather than this IKEA stuff that they have for her at the DEO. Really great episodes. The flying, I mean, come on. Even when she's just flying, it's just really great. Really great. And there's a lot of scenes that I kind of were familiar with area, and that's pretty much where Warner Brothers is. There's a lot of stuff that they shot there, so it's kind of cool to see the connections between this, the real life and fantasy. Big reveal at the end where Alex finally tells Kara that she was the one that killed her aunt, and of course that means John Jones is off the hook. So that's pretty cool. Great episode. I mean, there's a lot of heart in this series, and because I don't know, should I say it? Is it because if it's a female lead, there's a lot more heart than just punches and kicks and death? Of course, Supergirl wants to work everything out instead of just killing everybody off. But of course, some of the things are out of her hand. And of course, one more thing, the visual effects. When she's flying on that rocket in order to avoid hitting the city, instead it goes into the ocean. I'm like, hello, how come she didn't dive in and get it? She just like left it in the ocean. I'm like, all right, we're going to leave a nuclear warhead in the ocean. All right, let me fly back. Maybe they didn't have time to add that scene, but I was kind of like, there's a warhead off the coast of Central City now. I wouldn't just leave it there, especially with Nan around. All right, also the big villain. Oh my gosh. We got our very own Supergirl from Smallville. Really great. All right, we're going to talk about it. I see there's some people on the line, so let's call in at 929-477-2786. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. Let's go to our first caller from air code 432. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton. What's up?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. Sure to listen to
Did you
guys
watch this week's Solitude?
No. No, I didn't watch it. Sorry.
Enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
We had it was the one with Laura Vanderwoot. I can never say her last name. How do you say her last name?
Vanderwoot.
Mm-hmm. And she was great. Of course, she was all in makeup. She kind of had like this mystique look from the character she's playing, Brainiac 8, also known as Indigo. Were you, are you familiar with that character from the comics, Indigo?
No, I'm really not. Uh-huh.
Yeah, me neither. But it was a great introduction to it. All right, we have another caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida.
What's up, Matt? Guys? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Oh, my God. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing episode. I love the Fortress of Solitude, but I was a bit disappointed to not hear the Jor-El voice.
Yeah, instead we got the what should we call it? The fortress
the
keeper, Kelix, the robot.
Yeah, we got
that.
Kelix. That was pretty cool. But why? When we get like the panel? I did see the panel. The Legion ring was pretty awesome. I mean, wow! Seeing the Legion ring was amazing. There.
They did show the Legion ring, and Joe, when you watch this episode, they kind of linger on the shot of just the Legion ring, and that got me thinking.
Nice.
Let's think about this, okay? Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In the Flash, when he sees, you know, Supergirl as he's going to the Earth 2, we see Supergirl, and then we see a bunch of other people, like John Hex, and then also the Legion of Superheroes. Do you think there's a connection there between the Flash, Legion of Superheroes, and Supergirl? Now that we saw the ring in the Fortress of Solitude, do you think there might
be a
connection there?
It's a really good theory. It's possible.
Yeah, because that's the only connection I saw to the Flash. Because if you remember, when he's going through that wormhole, you see the ring. And then you see, you know, Jonah Hex, and you see Barry, and then Gorilla Grodd, and, you know, whatever. That kind of stood out for me. Matt, did you pick that up, or did you even think about that?
Yeah, I didn't see that part in the Legion ring there, in the part when they were going through the portal on the Flash. We're walking the Earth 2, and then we see the Legion ring there.
Do you think they might meet up in the future with the Legion rings, or how do you think that's going to... I'm just curious how they're going to do the mashup.
Yeah, me too, because I'm thinking it's going to be in the distant future when they meet up and then travel back in the past, or I don't know, or
something.
Thinking, it's going to be something like that, and how Barry's going to go over to that Earth.
All right, cool. So let me read Solitude, which is the description on Wikipedia. It states, a hacker steals information from a cheating website and asks Cat to release it. When Cat refuses, the hacker disrupts the city's infrastructure by interfering with the computer system. The hacker is revealed to be Indigo, who was on Fort Roz and was enabled Kara to escape the Phantom Zone. Her true plan is to destroy National City with a nuclear missile, but her attempts to foiled by Supergirl. Meanwhile, Kara is still mad at Hank and refuses to return to the DEO, although she does eventually, only told by Alex when it was he who killed her aunt. Now, do you think she will be more okay to... not blame her sister as hard as she was with John Jones?
Well, when she's infected by the red kryptonite, she will.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. I
did they show red
the
kryptonite in this episode or what?
No, not in this one.
Matt's
already jumping the gun.
The trailer. I am looking forward
Let's stick to this episode, Matt. Solitude.
Okay.
It definitely worked with the episode. Solitude definitely worked with the title character, Supergirl, because she wanted to distance herself from the DEO and also, you know, just work on her by herself now that she lost that connection with Martian Manhunter, as the lie between Alex and John Jones was that he was the one that killed the ant. So there's that tension there. And then, of course, Jimmy Olsen, being Jimmy Olsen, wanted to show Kara the Fortress of Solitude of Clark Kent.
That was so cool.
And it was funny how when they were flying into the fortress, how he was like, you know, you're pretty faster than your cousin, right? And she's like, nobody's ever told me that.
Yeah, that was so cool. And then seeing her, seeing that key there, that was so cool.
Yes.
I was geeking out.
Oh, Joe.
That was awesome.
Joe, you are going to geek out when you see the Fortress of Solitude key. It is so huge, right, Matt?
Yes, it was so cool. It was cool. I was going like, OMG,
and also,
OMG, all the
way. Let me tell you this. People who are not familiar with the key to the fortress, are you, Joe? Are you familiar with the key?
Yeah, they showed it definitely in the, I remember from All-Star Superman, they showed it in the comic.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they totally showed it there. Yes, I remember that one. But those who are not aware, you know, the female audience that are just watching Melissa to watch Melissa, that are not familiar with the Supergirl ethos or Superman ethos, they're going to see it kind of comical. But for us fans, I was so I'm like, yes, keep doing it. You're doing it right.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great ride for Supergirl, especially when it returns back in March. It looks like March 14th is the next episode, Bailing. And, there you go. It's going to take 1 week off and then come back the following week.
That sucks.
And then full speed ahead as World's Finest is in 3 weeks.
The
weekend after Batman versus Superman. The DC all week.
And I'm on vacation that week.
Yeah, it's going to be Easter weekend.
Yep.
Nice.
I can't wait. Still can't wait for, and I'll probably be going with a big group of people to Batman versus Superman.
Down Target.
Opening day.
All right. So let's see. Matt, give us your favorite scenes of Solitude.
Well, there's no question. The Fortress of Solitude scene where Kara is flying with Jimmy to the fortress, and when she sees the key and they open the door to it, that was so cool. And
did they share a kiss in the solid fortress?
No,
Jimmy and
I
Kara?
Wish. If I was
wait, say that again,
with
Joe?
Her, I would.
I was just asking if it would have been the perfect time for them to share a kiss in the fortress. I was just wondering if they did.
Oh, yeah. No,
they didn't. But I also didn't like how Laura Vandenborg played a villain, but she reminded me of Mystique a bit from X-Men.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned that earlier. Creepy. Yeah.
But it was a version of Brainiac, though. It did remind me of Brainiac.
Which is kind of cool because we're kind of getting our first glimpse of the Brainiac.
Yeah.
You know, live action.
We saw the symbol. Yeah, we saw that symbol on her forehead that it was Brainiac. And even on Kara's ship. Oh, I did also like the training scene with Alex and John. And as he turned into the Martian Manhunter, that was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, anytime he turns into the Martian Manhunter is a plus, but I'm sure it's very expensive for him, for them to do that.
Yeah, it is. Because, man, I can't imagine how crazy it's going to be when the Flash meets him.
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you my favorite scenes of this week's Supergirl. Of course, the flying. Come on. It gets better every week. And then also, Laura was wonderful as Indigo. I mean, I think she played better a villain than a superhero. Well, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, she did, because it was so good.
I think I like her more as a villain.
Yeah, me too, because she didn't do so good.
That's not a bad thing.
Supergirl, because Melissa does it so well, and Lagora Vandervoort did so good as coming back, but before she shifted.
I know, you know, she was the is she the first from Smallville? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No,
okay.
Actually, Karen's
Helen
parents
Slater.
Were on Smallville, but they weren't regulars, but they were on there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you know, aside from Kara, of course, you know. Anyone else from Smallville?
No.
Like Laura Vandervoort and Dean Cain and Helen Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dean Cain, let's just erase from history, but... but it's going to be interesting,
you mean, like,
who else from Smallville will come over to Supergirl. Do we want to
come
see Alice and Mac join us?
No,
that would be kind of cool.
Really.
Chloe show up in Supergirl?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that
not,
would
maybe
be
not
cool.
As Chloe,
right?
But as another character would be cool, yeah.
Right, or
yeah.
Another character, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of fun, right? Just seeing, you know, familiar faces on Supergirl. As they're doing on Gotham. We just talked about how Paul Reubens is coming back as the Penguin's father, as he played in Batman Returns. He's not going to be playing the Penguin's father again in Gotham. So it's kind of cool how they're coming back. And also The Flash. The Flash did the same thing with Henry. A character that's playing Henry, he played The Flash in 1994's Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's
kind of
cool how they do that. They go back to the roots. Now, one thing is, will we ever see a Diana Prince show up on Supergirl?
I'd love to see
that.
That'd be cool.
Probably not, right?
We have to wait and see.
What about,
Wonder
Woman's counterpart, Wonder Girl?
That'd be interesting.
Would you guys like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, hopefully the writers are listening to the podcast. Jot that one down, because that'll be kind of interesting to see Wonder Girl show up. Do you guys remember Wonder Girl's secret identity name?
Nope.
No.
All right, me neither. I thought you guys would know.
You made it sound as if
okay,
you were going to tell
us. Let's open the door. Let's go to you, Matt. Give us your favorite. Not your favorite. Anything Supergirl that you want to talk about?
Well, I just have to say it's such a great new series. I've been enjoying it. Me and my friend John have been enjoying it. Big shout out for John. He says hi to all you guys. And he's
Hello,
a huge
John.
Fan of Supergirl. He's a huge fan of
Supergirl. Hey, John.
Hi, John. I'll make sure and tell John that. I hope we can get her on the podcast one day, because I was just talking to him about that. What would you say to her, John? He'd just say, I think you're such a great actress. That's it.
He's a gentleman.
There you go. Nice and quick.
That's what I'd say, too. I think you're sweet person.
Let me ask you this, guys. Do you think we'll ever see a Supergirl in the DC Cinematic Universe? Let's go to you, Joe.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. Maybe not to, like, Justice League Part 2, but we did have that prequel comic to Man of Steel that shows getting out of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think
it's possible. Yeah, in the prequel comic book, remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I definitely think so. That'd be cool.
Cool. All right. What about you, Matt? Do you think we'll see Supergirl crossover to the DC Cinematic Universe?
Yeah, I hope so, because she does great. Because I think seeing this for the first time on the big screen, I mean on the TV screen, DC is truly going good on the TV screen. I'd love to see Supergirl on the big screen, not a crappy one like what Helen Slater did back in the 1970s. but a much more
in the 70s.
Better version.
It was the 80s.
Well, that was the 80s, not the 50s. Hey, speaking of Supergirl, back in the 80s, you guys saw it, right? Both of you?
Yeah. Parts of it.
Long time ago. I haven't seen it in years.
Right. Yeah, long time ago. Excuse me. Okay. There's a prop in this week's episode that reminded me of a prop in Supergirl, the movie. At the end, Matt, when Don is walking around with the sphere in his hand that's rotating, do you guys remember that in Supergirl? Remember the sphere?
Mm-hmm.
That Supergirl needed to see Kandor?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that sphere showed up in Supergirl. Do you remember now, Matt?
Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah. So definitely, Joe, when you watch it, look out for that. You'll see the sphere.
Yeah.
And it looks identical to the one from Supergirl, the movie.
That's a nice little Easter egg nod. That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool there. Yeah, I was like, what? Oh, my God.
That's Warner Brothers loves doing that stuff. I love that about them.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Me too.
And I love it. I love it because we're out every week. Can't stand it. All right, Joe, anything else? Supergirl?
I just want to say that I love that this show has a lot of girl power because right now it's a lot of men on TV. And I love how they're showing strong women, whether it's villains or heroes or just side characters. Like Alex is great, Kara, Cat Grant is wonderful, Lucy Lane, Laura Vandervoort. It's just wonderful to get an all-female superhero show. I applaud them. They're doing a really wonderful job.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, and it's funny how the men on the show are there to support the women.
Yeah, as it should be.
There you go. Without a woman, you're no man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, cool. Anything else, Joe, that you want to bring up Supergirl?
No, I think that's it. That's what I really wanted to say, just in case the producers and show writers are listening.
Oh, I hope so. I sure hope so. Matt, anything else for Supergirl?
No, I'm just really looking forward to the upcoming Red K episode. That's going to be awesome to see how she reveals her emotions out on Alex.
Do you think she'll steal a motorcycle, Matt, and ride a motorcycle around with some nice glasses?
That'll be so awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
I would love so. But I did see pictures of her wearing a black top at CatCo going up against Siobhan, like confronting her.
Yeah, she kind of has like the black outfit that Non wears with the symbol on her chest.
Looks like she's gonna join Non.
But you know what? The way the symbol is placed, it kind of is a nod to the old Supergirl costume. Remember how in the old DC costumes when it was like a low cut V neck shirt?
Mm-hmm.
The symbol was on one boob. You know, it was on the right side, on the left side.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like a little nod to that, but with an updated flair.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good,
though.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
to see
so
how
that's
and
episode
why 16
that Matt is talking about, which is next week.
Yeah,
nice.
Not
next
week. 14th, though.
Not next week. One week in between next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
but it's the next one. That's what I meant to say. It's the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After the break.
It does.
All right, let's see. There's some photos online, which has David Harwood shares Martian Manhunter behind the scenes look. So if you guys are interested on how Martian Manhunter is coming to the screen, it's kind of interesting. They do the motion capture with the dots on his face. They don't do the full makeup or prosthetics.
Mm.
They add the face digitally. So that's kind of cool, right?
So they're doing mocap, really, is what they're doing. Motion capture. Nice.
Yeah, motion capture with the dots.
Nice.
So that way he could express his feelings, you know, and his facial expressions will be captured by the computer, and translated onto Martian Manhunter's face.
Digital face. I'm all for it, because look what Andy Serkis did in the Planet of the Apes movies. Man, that guy should have won an Oscar for that performance.
Oh, my
really
gosh,
good.
He should have. Was he even nominated?
I don't know, but he should have at least been nominated. It was really disappointing.
Like, with Star Wars, that lost twice. I mean, that sucked.
Mm.
Oh, he was
Star Wars lost. That really
All right, cool. Well, this concludes our episode of Solitude. Matt from Florida, give us a shout-out, sir, as we wrap up the show.
Great series. Big shout-out to John. We're both big Supergirl fans. And Melissa, if you're listening, we all love you, especially all his fans.
And Matt from Florida wants your phone number.
Yeah.
There you go. Give him a break.
All right. All right, guys. Calling in.
Matt, we're
going to
hook you up. Thank you, Matt, so much for calling in. Coming up next is DC Legends Talk. Let's go to you, Joe. Give us a shout out, sir. Okay, or maybe not. All right, well, this concludes our episode of Supergirl Solitude. Thank you so much for you downloaders. Really appreciate you every week downloading our show. And also for our new listeners, thank you so much for giving us your time and listening to our opinions. And remember, you can join the show too. Yes, if you call in, you can join. Follow us on Twitter. I usually post the times there, so follow us there, and then hopefully we can talk. All right, have a good night. Bye.